It's halftime here on 1410 KGRM between Grinnell College and Co. Coming up, we'll have first half stats and second half action between this game between the Pioneers and the Cohawks. Time now for our Pioneer player profile. We visit with Grinnell College guard Zach Stice with us here on 1410 KGRM. And Zach, how do you feel about this team coming into this brand new season?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. I have high hopes. I think we're returning a lot of good players and have some, you know, strong first years coming in that I think are ready to contribute and, you know, make a difference.
Well, it's a really young squad. I mean, right now you're a junior, but there's only like one senior on the entire roster. So pretty much this team is, you know, you hope everybody's going to come back next year. How is that dynamic fit with so few seniors on this roster?
Right, yeah, it was definitely, you know, a change after last year. We had, you know, a lot of senior leadership, and I felt, you know, as soon as that season ended, getting into workouts, open gym and stuff in the spring, you know, a lot of people in my class and sophomore class as well, I think, have stepped up, you know, as leaders and as well as Golvy as the lone senior. But, you know, I think we've been working on the new dynamics, new roles we need to play, and kind of developing that, you know, even since, like, February last year. You know, so it's definitely been different, but I think, you know, we're getting used to it, and I think it's, you know, coming together nicely.
Yeah. What are the keys for your team this year? I mean, you lose a couple of really good players in Vinny Curta and Keyshawn Johnson. Griffin Bain was pretty good slugging it out as one of the big men last year, so three pretty good seniors. But this is a young, but it's a talented team. What are the ultimate keys for success for this year, maybe as compared to the last couple of years?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely different this year not having, you know, Vinny, Keyshawn, and Griffin holding it down. But I think it's, you know, really just buying into, you know, like team-first mentality, stepping into your role, being unselfish, and just putting out, you know, 100% effort every night, because I definitely think, you know, the talent's there.
It really is. You know, as in terms of a shooter, your freshman year went from 36% to 44%. Where did you see the improvements that in those percentages? Where do you feel like that came from?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, getting used to the system and the style of play. You know, what shots I feel comfortable shooting, what's come like through the flow of the game and stuff. And I think it's been, you know, really good. Just getting the experience, because it's definitely, you know, coming in here, it's a lot different style of basketball than almost anyone plays in high school. So I think it's just, you know, a little bit of adjustment, getting a feel for playing in the system and, you know, how to get good shots off in the flow of the game.
Is it a case where maybe sometimes you want to go back and look at yourself as a freshman and shake him and say, "Hey, do this, dummy," or something, you know, something like that? I mean, are you even amazed at how far you've come?
Yeah, you know, I'm definitely happy with the development, and it is crazy to think about that, you know. But yeah, I think just, you know, keep moving forward and trying to instill some of that advice and stuff on, you know, the first years this year, the second years, you know, just the younger players or even players that are older and maybe haven't got, you know, the chance to get like the game reps that I thought I got my first year, you know. So I think it's just, yeah, trying to do what I can do from like a leadership standpoint, from like an upperclassman, older player, and, you know, see how that can help us this year.
How have you changed your shot or altered your shot? I mean, what have you done to try and work on your shot?
Yeah, I don't think it's really been like the mechanics of my shot a ton. I think it's just been, you know, the experience. I think it's just really just been the live reps and, you know, knowing when's a good time to shoot the shot, you know, just getting an understanding of, in the flow of the game, how I can get the shots off and, you know, not forcing anything, not doing anything out of rhythm. So I think it's really just been, you know, listening to the coaches, getting advice from older players, just kind of figuring out when are the times I should look for my own shot, when are the times I should look for, you know, other things. So I think it's really just been, you know, the experience with it and kind of getting that mental advantage on, you know, really just, I think, understanding, you know, when you know, to look for the shot, when to get that up and stuff like that.
Has Coach A, has he talked to you about which rotation you're going to be on, who you're going to, what point guard you're going to play with more than others, or is it just going to kind of vary from game to game, do you think?
Yeah, so I know, you know, Coach Dave's been drawing out different rotations since even just like February last year, and he's definitely been playing with it. So we had rotations going in to our scrimmage that was against NIAC, and we adjusted the rotations a little bit since then, you know, but I think it's, you know, they're somewhat set, but also, you know, definitely available for change, just, you know, what works best with groups. But I think, you know, the coaching staff's definitely put a lot of attention and thought into, you know, which players play well together, like the playing styles and stuff. And we've got reps in our open gym. But, yeah, so I do have, you know, a pretty good idea of the point guards I'm going to play with. But, again, you know, that could be very different, you know, in like a month from now.
Yeah. Besides the off the court, besides what's going on with the team, how has school been going? Where are you a declared major? Do you have? I mean, you still got a couple more years before you graduate, so you still have some time to think about what you're doing after Grinnell College. But do you have a course area that you're looking at?
Yeah. So I'm a declared economics major, and I have a concentration in statistics. And I guess in terms of going forward, you know, right now just looking for internships, trying to get the, you know, types of career advice, career development that they have at Grinnell College. But, you know, it's definitely, I'm definitely not, you know, super set on what I want to do and stuff like that. I think just trying to get exposure to different things and, you know, take college as what it is, just like, you know, a time where I can explore different options. Nothing's like set in stone. It can just kind of, you know, take time to figure stuff out for myself.
What do you see as your biggest interest outside of basketball?
I like data analytics stuff a lot, and like finance and business really interests me. So I guess, yeah, something, if I could, you know, do something with that combined with, you know, sports or basketball, because that's definitely something I'm really passionate about.
You're good at crunching the numbers then.
Yeah, that's definitely something I'm interested in.
All right. And, Zach, just overall, what can you say about the goals and of this basketball team? Have you guys set goals? Have you looked ahead on what you want to achieve this year?
Yeah, I think this year, you know, just have the mindset of trying to win the conference championship, trying to win the regular season championship so we can host the conference tournament and ultimately, you know, make it to the national tournament. I felt like last year, you know, we were so close. We were just like a game or two away from hosting the conference tournament, and we were like, you know, a decent one half of basketball away from, you know, going to the conference championship in the tournament. So I think just returning so many guys that experienced that and how close we were and kind of what we had to do last year to be successful, I think has just, you know, instilled just the mindset and the confidence that, you know, we are a really talented group. And you know, I think we have a lot of potential and can do really well if everything comes together.
Well, Zach, I really appreciate your time here on our Pioneer Player Profile. Keep shooting those threes, and best of luck to you and your team throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
Zach Stice, a junior for Grinnell College men's basketball, joined us here on our Pioneer Player Profile on 1410 KGRN.